Heilig von Mithyria, Palästina, Missi Boya Dangi, Aimon Balea, Sina Vumayoni, Vihulu Kabisa, Mimi na Yesu, Twaenda Mbinguni.
And the reason God will decide to embarrass you publicly, because it's the only way to help you. You've been playing smart for too long, and nobody seems to know anything about you. God will tailor circumstances that your old tricks you've been getting away with, you can do them in a public domain so that you are exposed. Not to crush you, but to give you an opportunity to come to terms. Otherwise, you were obsessed with your sin. A few years ago, I received a phone call. Pastor, where are you? I was still a student, still staying with my parents in Osaka. So the pastor who called me was also my fellow student, says, I'm coming there right now, I want you to escort me. So quickly he came. Says, there's a lady who needs prayers. Can you escort me? Go and pray for her. So I escorted him. We went to where this woman stays. She gave us direction. You turn left, you turn right. There. So we reached the house. Beautiful, big house. In a tall fence. With the electric fence on top. So we knocked there, an old lady came. She came, oh, Makakumba, come send you, I'm getting
quiet.
So we got in. Beautiful house. Paved inside the yard. So we entered the house. Beautiful masterpiece of the residence.
Everything.
But it seems to be empty. It's like the old lady stays alone. No, So we sat over there. She says, man of God, I am so happy that you have come to help me with my problem. Let me go and bring my problem. She went and brought the problem from the bedroom. She brought her son, a tall and slender man, long beard and long afro, and the guy was walking majestically, and he came and he bundled himself in a chair. Then the mother says, Ichi, Echimwana
Chandi.
I was the ambassador of Zambia to China. When I was in China, I used to send money to my boy. He's my only son. Huge sums of dollars.
Imari manji.
Sani, buy me a farm.
Manangu wandulia farm.
Sani, build me a house.
Manangu wandulia
farm. Sani, find a decent vehicle.
Manangu tanamu watamotu.
As far as I'm concerned, I should have had more than 10 houses. He would send me pictures of the houses he claims he had built for me. When she was recalled, came back to Zambia, found nothing. Not only that there was nothing, even the same guy who was receiving money had nothing. Poor guy. When did you take the money? He can't explain. Pastor, this is confusing me. Please help me. So we asked her, can you just leave us for a moment, Mama? So we remained with you. Did you hear what your mother said? We know you have a story to tell. Do you mind sharing with us? As if it's not there. He begins. My father was an Italian. When he died, he was a wealthy man. When he died, bad people came in my life. These bad people are everywhere. Then China, then Japan, then Zambia, then Kitwe, then everywhere. They came in my life. So we started dealing with drugs. Buying and selling. In the process, I began to consume some of the cocaine. This cocaine has destroyed my health. He coughed. And he went on, and we waited. The cough was not ending. When he finished coughing, there were some drops of blood on his hands. He says, this is what the drugs have done to me. He said, look at me. Then we also looked at him. Then we realized it. That majestic walking is actually sickness. The brother is finished. Finished. He says the cocaine, the drugs have depleted me. Now, this is what my mother doesn't know. When she was sending the money,
I invested it in the cocaine business. I lost everything, including my own life. Say, wait a minute. He said, the mother came. Your son has something to say. The son kneels down and faces his mother and begins, and he begins to recount everything that's done wrong. And he says, forgive me. The mother also kneels down, crying with her arms wide open. And she's coming, and the son is also coming, both of them walking on their knees. The son is saying, forgive me. The mother is saying, I already forgave you. The only thing I had been praying for you is that before you die, you can know God. And I thank God today that before I die, He has given me an occasion to see my son come to senses. The mother was crying. The son was crying. And what can we do? We also cried. And so He says to us, if God gives me an opportunity, I want to become a pastor. I also want to build a rehabilitation center. Do you know the son to the late president Soso who said yes? And he continued to mention big names. Some of them are these artists and musicians who are dead. He says, those died because of us. If God gives me an opportunity, I want to begin to undo the damage we have done on young people. We registered him with Lusaka Central Church at the end of the quarter, and God baptized him. Few months later, I received a call. Are you able to come to UTH? I said yes. I was told the pastor ran. And I ran. Got on the bus, dropped on the gate of UTH, went walking, looking for no one, I don't know. I was only told, come to the emergency section. And you know how it is. And she charged, started running, coming after me. Now, you know you're busy with
women.
Then when you see it this way, you find an old woman charging, coming at you, and you're busy. Before I ran away, I think I recognized the old lady. It was a man of that guy who
prayed for.
She came running, came and held my hand. And it's this little old woman
Philip's own stage. She came and held my hand and began pulling me. Pulling me. Now, she was weeping. She tells me, Pastor, umunove nafwa. And she was pulling my hand. Pastor, tell me. Tell me. While she was crying, is my son saved? Tell me, Pastor. Tell me. I said, I don't know. But what I know is that before your son died, he made that one life's important decision. He gave his life to Jesus. Based on this faith, we can be assured of his salvation. You should have seen a sigh of relief that seems to have settled on her. Now she greets me more properly. She says, thank you, Pastor. Then she began to narrate what happened and how he died. 2 days later, it was burial. And the family asked me, can you be the master of ceremony at the funeral? So it was time for point of viewing. People begin coming, crying and wailing. And I ask, just for a few minutes, fellow mourners, I know some of you may have known the gentleman lying cold in the casket today. Allow me to share with you the last moments of his life before he died. And I narrated to him how he made that decision to be born again, to make peace with his mother, and make new resolutions for his life. What a sigh of relief on the mourners. Beloved of God, I don't know what you have done in the past. And I don't even need to know how far you had gone. But I have some news for you. If you are within the catchment of this voice, I have some news for you. It is not over yet. You can start a new chapter with God. God can forgive you. If you think you're a big sinner, Jesus is a big savior. If you think your sin is greater, the grace of God is even greater. There is no sin on the face of the earth God cannot forgive. The only sin God cannot forgive is a sin that is not confessed.
This has been a Siavonga Main SDA Church production.